Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. This is Monday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we are in a new month. Amen. We're in the month of March. Amen. And God, amen, is still sovereign. Hallelujah. That's what I like about him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He created the seasons and the months and the years. Amen. Are in his hand. And what a mighty God we serve. I just give him glory. Hallelujah. And the devil need to know it. He need to know that God is mighty. We need to learn how to express God in everything and lift him up and glorify him in everything, because he can do everything but fail. Amen. And when I tell you that, I don't tell you that just because I'm saying something out of my mouth, but I say it because I'm a witness to God and his greatness. Praise God. My thought for today is coming out of the book of Psalms, the 8th chapter. But I want to tell you, God bless you today. This is Pastor Barbara Burris, and this is the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And today is Bible study, so get your pens and your paper out. Amen. And let's hear a word, amen, from the Lord. But in order for me to tell you in depth about creation, in the beginning, Genesis 1, there are various portions of the Bible, amen, that I will read to you, amen, after I get through with the basic introduction of it, amen. And that's I've been doing that for some time now because it goes into a lot of detail. This is a synopsis. It's not, a whole written episode of something, but this is a synopsis that will give you just a peek into what God is doing and what and who He is and what He has always done. And we need to give an account to everything that God has done when He on earth as it is in heaven, when He has given us the instruments and the wisdom and knowledge to do it. And I praise God for that, because in the Bible there are so many secrets and mysteries, amen, that have not been unfolded. And those that have been unfolded, amen, God is well pleased with the ministers that have done that. And then there's so much that He still has to reveal to the nations and to the world. And He said, told me to go and preach to all nations, letting them know that He is God, and beside Him there is no other. But there is another identity that operates in the earth realm, in the first heaven and the second heaven. Amen. He can't do nothing with the third heaven. But because of what He did with Adam and Eve and caused them to sin and walk in error, it allowed Him to have rights through deception and dominion over the earth realm. That's why He say He's the God of this earth. But I don't care what He say, He's still not the God of this earth. Amen. He's not the God in the first and second heaven, but that's where He resides, in the second heaven, as well as He try to have dominion over the first heaven, amen, and over the skies and over the earth itself, over every country, every city, every state, amen, every town, every province, amen. He tries to have dominion over those, and His name is Satan, and he's a defeater. He's a deceiver of the brethren. So in the Bible, I'm going to tell you what God had spoken concerning him. Jesus said He seen Satan as lightning fall down from heaven when God had whooped him and told him he will not have dominion nor any preeminence over in heaven where he reigned, because he was a defeated foe. He had wanted to exalt himself above God, and that's one of the worst things anybody can want to do, try to be a God and try to exalt himself over God. So God wanted to prove to Satan, amen, that he is sovereign, and he didn't have to prove anything. When he kicked him out of heaven, amen, that was enough. But he said in the word, amen, when he had given Adam and Eve, Adam literally, dominion over everything upon the earth that he had created, and even in the airways, amen, that at any time, that was not given any time, Satan had any rights over creation, but he stole it through deception. And in the Bible, it said in the 8th chapter, starting at the first verse, "Our Lord, O Lord, our God," amen, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth," amen, "how excellent is his name in all the earth. who has set thy glory above the heavens. Amen. God's glory, it resides above the heavens. His name is excellent in all the earth because of what he had done at the beginning of creation. Amen. Proving that he is a God that can do everything but fail, but create such a vast world, amen, a universe that consisted of planets and nine planets and all their habitation, those that are able to have habitation, and there's not but two noted, amen. They believe Mars, amen, had habitation at one point in time or could hold habitation, amen. And then the earth itself is the only place that holds habitation where man and animals and insects and all kind of trees and plants and stuff live, amen. So God's name, amen, is excellent in the earth. We marvel at his works. We marvel at his creation, amen. Who can do such a great and mighty thing but him? And it said, out of the mouth of babes and suckling hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou might steal the enemy and the avenger. Now what God, amen, the psalmist was saying when he wrote that, he was marveling at how God, amen, creation itself, even though Adam did what he did, we have still gotten the right to have dominion over Satan. And at no given time is Satan supposed to have dominion over us. Amen. And what God was saying in this scripture was he was going to prove, amen, which he don't have to prove anything, but he was going to prove that we, having dominion and authority over Satan, when we come to Christ and accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we'll defeat Satan and humiliate him. That's our basic job down here on earth, is to do the will of the Father, to resist Satan, to defeat him and humiliate him, because God has enough confidence in us that we not be defeated. He has bragged on us that, amen, despite of what Satan did to Adam, amen, and Eve at the beginning of creation, when Jesus came and redeemed us back to the Father, the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, which guide and teach us into all truth, has given us specific instructions and guidelines that we don't have to have a demon lording over our life. And we are to literally humiliate him. We are to talk him down and tell him he ain't nothing. We are to let him know that God is greater than he is, and God is sovereign, and we got a God that will come in the moment, amen, that we cry. We have the right to tell him that he is a vile, an abomination, and that we don't want him in our presence. We don't want him with our children. We don't want him with our mothers and fathers. We don't want him in our lives, and we don't have to have it. We have the power, amen, to let him know that God say he gave Adam dominion over everything upon the earth, amen, and in the skies, amen, and that, amen, when Jesus redeemed us back to him, amen, that dominion was taken back, amen, from the enemy and given to us so that we can humiliate Satan. And it said, when I consider the heavens and the works of thy fingers and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him and the son of man that thou visited him? God, amen, is mindful of us. He's considering us. He's bragging on us. He's talking about, look how John defeated Satan. I knew that he had the power to do it. Look how the Holy Ghost has guided and taught us everything that we need to know to stand. We don't have to sell for poverty. We don't have to sell for demons coming in and causing people to molest our children and cause our marriages to be defeated, our homes to be shackled up. Amen. And all kind of lust demons and all kind of drug demons and alcohol and adultery and fornication to rule and reign over us. When the Bible said that we, amen, has gotten this authority from Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Amen. That's what Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. Coming in. Amen. Crowning him with glory and honor that we might have the same glory and honor that Jesus has, that we might walk in our integrity and we might be able to tell the devil he's a liar and we don't have to listen to his lies. Amen. And our sons are coming out of prison and our wives are being set free from all kinds of unrighteousness and our husbands is not going after another woman, another man's wife. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have the right to resist Satan and humiliated him. We have the right to tell him that he is nothing and he was never nothing because from the beginning, amen, when he lived in heaven with God, amen, and he showed himself to be a devil, amen, God threw him out. And if God had the power to throw him out, what can he do to us down here on earth? If we take our authority, amen, and stand in it, Jesus has finished the course for us. He's gotten the victory. All we have to do is just continue to yield to God. Every time you make a mistake, you repent for your sin. Get up and don't let Satan have dominion. Get up and tell him he's a liar. You will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You have power over the animals. You have power over situations on your job. You have power over situations that occur in your life. Humiliate Satan. Thou makest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. We have dominion over the works of his hand. Amen. Thou hast put all things under his feet. We have Satan up under our feet. Amen. That's where he belongs. Amen. When he raises up anything higher than above our foot level, amen, that means that we have given a door open some way for him to come in. Well, I tell you today, saints, close that door. Amen. Because, amen, God is the one that created the heavens and earth. Amen. And I'm going to go into great detail, but this needs to be known. Amen. About the identities that are on earth. Amen. And what is able and what it can accomplish. Amen. Through God. Amen. And the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ who died on the cross for us and shed his precious blood. All sheep and oxen, yeah, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name above all the earth. God is able, amen, to do everything but fail. We give God the glory today, amen, because we now walk in authority and we know who's in a charge. May God add a blessing to the word today. Saints, God bless you. Amen.